www.sportsnation.com.
It was like boom, 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 something like that. It unfolded pretty quickly. Police arrived with the shots, and then, you know, lots more police arrived. And, you know, I would say that was maybe 15 or 20 minute period.
What a crazy day it was in Washington. It's already been that way for a long time, but it got worse. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Yep, shots rang out. It was shots from the Capitol Police killing a woman who decided that she was going to try to drive through the gates of the White House, and that's what it looked like anyway, the barricade. She was killed by the police after a wild car chase. Needless to say, there were eyewitnesses all over the place, people running in all different directions. It was chaotic. She tried to ram that barrier. I've been by that many, many times. There's nobody getting through there. And it ended at the Capitol. It put the Hill temporarily in lockdown and caused kind of mass panic. The suspect was absolutely taken out through the gunfire. The Secret Service said she had a one-year-old girl in the car, 1 to 18 months old in the car. She wasn't injured, but two officers were injured, one from the Capitol Police, the other from the Secret Service. The Secret Service guy was hit by her car. And the chase and the standoff near the Capitol went down as they were getting ready to debate under the dome about the partial government shutdown. It looks as though there was nothing to do with terrorism. In fact, the reports are that she had some mental illness, maybe postpartum depression and a few other things mixed in between. The Senate Sergeant at Arms said it was an isolated incident that happened here, and the injuries to both of the police officers, non-life-threatening, thank goodness. The chase and the standoff caused massive panic. Panic at the Capitol. Sirens were blaring all over the place, in and outside the buildings, and the lawmaker types were running for cover. They were ordered to stay in place, and it happened at 2:15 in the afternoon. It was lifted by 3 o'clock, but it all started with that car chase and the Infiniti, black Infiniti with Connecticut plates, trying to ram a barrier near the White House, and it looked as though they were caught off guard. And it, to me, and maybe that's what why it took so long to get her down or whatever, I don't know, but I'm sure more details will start to emerge. They were trying to find out what they could, piecemeal it together, talking to people that she would have known, going back to her old digs in Stamford, Connecticut, or to her place, and combing through everything to see if there was a note or some kind of a diary or something that would have given a clue as to why this happened. But it's very creepy, and people jump to all kinds of assumptions as to, well, here we go. You know, somebody's ignited. Somebody's been driven to violence, and that's what's happening here. And that wasn't what was happening. It clearly, it doesn't look that way anyway, but it's very, very strange, and it shattered a calm day, if you will, if there is a calm day on the Hill. Now, nothing new has happened as far as the shutdown is concerned. No movement whatsoever. The debt limit on the 17th is a very, very big moment, because if that is pushed further down the road and no agreement is made, it's disastrous for our bonds and it's disastrous for all of us. So don't be rooting for that. The debt ceiling, not lifting it, would be unacceptable. We haven't had a budget in 10 years, and we've had to jimmy-rig everything up, including the debt ceiling and lifting it before. So it's too bad that we find ourselves in this position. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we will lighten the load with our cheap movie review DVDs. Our pal Jack Alexander did a fabulous job with that, including a little mini tribute from the vault to Tom Clancy. But you'll love the DVD review. And cheap movie review, what's out at the movies, Runner Runner, with Justin Timberlake and Ben Affleck seem to be getting some of the attention, but there are a few other movies out there too, some in wide release, some in a little bit of a smaller release, but regardless, we'll do a cheap movie review too. So it's going to be a fun hour mixed in here on America Tonight. We can't keep beating the same drum over and over and over again, although it's very frustrating. Without a doubt, the buzz in the backyard is, you know, who's the biggest thorn in whose side? And this idea of defunding Obamacare is not going to fly, so how do you get around that? And the Republican-led Senate, you know, if the Republican-led Senate, if they were in the majority, things would be different, but they do not have the majority. So it's a question of shifting gears and shifting sides and coming up with what is livable. Republican aides say that the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, will not let the nation default. He won't let that happen. So if it's dramatic and you got to take these votes, they'll take the votes before we smash into that debt ceiling, which would be a very good thing because we do not want to tempt fate and be in that stratosphere. It does nothing for anybody. I mean, it does nothing for anybody if that were the case. Be the opposite effect. Quick note, too. At the top, we've already told you about the Capitol car chase, the chaos of that, the massive blow to the government so far remaining shut down. There is no give or take at this point, but I don't know how long that can last. And then there's this other quick story here about Detroit and the ex-mayor, and how long should the ex-mayor get for his massive, massive fraud on the people of Detroit? Former Detroit mayor's name is Kwame Kilpatrick. Most people think he should be sent to prison for at least 20 to 28 years for the corruption that made him wealthy and his family while the city fell into abject poverty around him and financial collapse. So Kilpatrick will be sentenced in a federal court for 24 crimes, including racketeering, conspiracy, fraud, and tax offenses. The government presented a summary of the evidence from his months-long trial and said the corruption tops all recent cases prosecuted in any other federal courts. There is nobody that can claim that. Right now, Detroit is being run by a state-appointed emergency manager who's trying to restructure at least $18 billion of long-term debt in U.S. bankruptcy court. But it's pretty tough, and not very many people want to live in Detroit, no matter what the incentives are. All right, the incentives for sticking around, find out what's playing at the movies, get some real good insight to it, including DVD reviews. Coming up round the bend right here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Are you ready for a natural disaster, a downturn in the economy, or inflation? Prepare yourself. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Learn about food and water storage, emergency power, shelters, and precious metals. Hands-on training like marksmanship, suturing classes, emergency shelters, backyard farming, and so much more. Activities for the whole family. Come to the Self-Reliance Expo at the National Western Complex this Friday and Saturday, October 4th and 5th. Tickets and schedules available at selfreliancexpo.com.
Alexander here with this week's DVD and Blu-ray releases. The Croods is a prehistoric comedy adventure that follows the world's first family as they embark on the journey of a lifetime when the cave that has always shielded them from danger is destroyed. Traveling across a spectacular landscape, the Croods discover an incredible new world filled with fantastic creatures, and their outlook is changed forever. The Croods stars the voices of Nicolas Cage, Emma Stone, and Cloris Leachman. While attending a party at James Franco's house, Seth Rogen and Jay Baruchel, as well as many other celebrities, are faced with the end of the world. Yes, it's the apocalypse! This is the end has far too many cameos to mention. Reg and Lindsay run an organic fertilizer business. They need a fresh supply of their secret ingredient to process through the meat grinder. Reg comes across two guys and a girl with a broken down vehicle on their way to a music festival. 100 Bloody Acres stars Damon Herriman. Given the country's overcrowded prisons, the US government begins to allow 12-hour periods of time in which illegal activity is legal. During one of these free-for-alls, a family must protect themselves from a home invasion. The Purge stars Ethan Hawke. TV series out this week on DVD and Blu-ray, Glee Season 4, Season 8 of How I Met Your Mother, and New Girl Season 2.
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
Action thriller fans this week got the sad news of the passing of Tom Clancy. He penned 17 novels, 9 of which became blockbuster movies, 10 works of military nonfiction, and 53 computer games. In an ironic tale of truth being stranger than fiction, back in 2001, he was interviewing someone from the FBI's counterterrorism office, researching the possibility of what would happen if hijackers took over a plane and used it as a weapon. Sadly, just a week later, the tragic events of September 11th took place. Tom Clancy's movies are all classics and worthy of cult status. Tom Clancy was 66. I'll be back next week with more DVD and Blu-ray releases right here on American Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Fantastic job as always, Jack, our man down under. Good, good, good stuff. All right, open on the wide, big, fat screen this week. Highly anticipated. Don't know if it's any good. PG-13, 1 hour, 31 minutes. Sandra Bullock, George Clooney, together but not together in a movie called Gravity.
Beautiful, don't you think?
What?
The sunrise.
Terrific.
So she's out on a space walk. Disaster strikes. Some people give it high marks, some low marks. I haven't seen the version before the release, but I hear it's kind of mixed reviews. It depends on if you like space stuff. If you do, you like it. It's her first shuttle mission. We move from that to one I'm really interested in, 1 hour, 31 minutes, Runner, Runner with Ben Affleck and Justin Timberlake.
You have a real gift. I want you to make this place proud. But gambling is forbidden on campus.
I owe 60 grand tuition due next week. And that's if I don't eat.
Change your tune, or you won't have a school to pay for.
Is your plan to gamble for your tuition money?
It must be really nice to have your education paid for.
I've been three tabling. Statistically, it's the right play.
This is the one you wait for.
Maybe he was waiting for you.
Look how far outside the normal win rates the guys would beat you.
I was cheated.
Forced to move offshore is one of the internet's dirty little secrets. Online poker.
You're about to jet off to a country you've never been to with a language you do not speak.
Do you have any idea how crazy this is?
Ricky first.
This is the house.
Why the house?
The house always wins. Which is why we don't have to cheat people.
But the math is right. Am I missing something?
No. Programmers decided to write a backdoor into the code.
You saw it. Came to me.
This is something for your troubles.
Less, of course, if you like sticking around and taking a shot at a real business.
Guaranteed seven figures in the first 18 months.
Excited to see you spend it.
What do you say?
What do you think?
This is the place. All things are possible.
Call me Agent Shavers.
The FBI's into the kidnapping business now?
You work for me.
What are you talking about?
Bribing an official. Racketeer.
You have no idea what you've gotten yourself into.
Just ask yourself, are you doing something wrong?
Are we? Why is the FBI all over me?
He's jealous. He sees what you have, he sees what you're gonna have, and he's lugging it away for chump change.
You let me walk right into it, Ivan.
This is your job. You want a clear conscience? Go start a charity. But if you want your own island, and your boss says you got to go out there and take a beating, go out there, take it, come back to work, and say, do you need me to do it again?
You have 48 hours. Get us the evidence on block.
What I have to do to get out of this, I can't do it alone.
You know I'm with you.
Those are crocodiles.
You know, at the casino, when they give you chips, they say, good luck, sir.
They don't tell you.
Yes, sir means dummy. Good luck means... What are you going to do?
All right, you get the gist of that there. Costa Rica Crocs. Ben going after Justin. Could be interesting. I say wait for the DVD, and it might be entertaining enough. ACOD, what does it stand for? Well, let's find out.
Hi.
Mom?
People are going to think you're my boy toy.
Don't say that. 2.3% of the adult population have OCD.
Oh, sit, Dad.
Forget it. I'll go.
Fine.
5% have ADHD.
You leave, he wins.
Right. What? I'm not. You go.
And 54% are ACOD, adult children of divorce.
You have both turned a 9-year marriage into a 100-year war. Thank you for seeing me on such short notice.
So, what brings you here?
Well, my brother's getting married. What's it been, 3 or 4 months?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Yeah, it has been. Yeah. It's like 4 months. My parents are, you know, being a nightmare.
Please tell me you are not your father's son.
If I ever see that woman, I'm going to kick her in the balls.
Your dad, he has a new wife.
Wife number 3.
Bring me my baby.
I guess I'm just looking for someone to talk to.
But I am not a therapist.
But you were my therapist.
Oh, no, no, no. I saw you as part of a study of the effects of divorce on children.
Oh.
I wrote a book about it. Relax. She didn't use your real name. You're like Robert or something.
It's Rick.
Rick.
You're Rick.
You're totally Rick.
You know, according to this, Rick is a total disaster. You do realize that Rick now owns a successful business and has a beautiful girlfriend.
So you're at it. There's no current research about people like you.
People like me?
ACODs, adult children of divorce. Do you realize you are the least parented generation ever?
So how do you two know each other?
We're part of a...
book club.
Book club.
We're in a book club. So you're afraid of making the same mistakes your parents made?
No, no.
I'm going to call that echoing. Echoing.
No, it's not echoing.
And I've just coined a new term, and I think it's clever.
Do you know how many men I could have married? A lot of men. And I married your father, who had an adult son the same age as me.
Like a year younger than you.
You think?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's irrelevant.
I know you think you know better. That's a trait you get from your father.
I do know better.
Shielded you. You were a last-ditch effort to save this marriage.
That's a stupid lie. Darling, you were an accident.
All right, so you get the deal there. Children of adult divorce, kind of interesting, probably also something that you would wait for on DVD. Adam Scott's kind of funny. Richard Jenkins is. Catherine O'Hara, they're all part of this crew. But I still think I would wait and pay a few dollars versus paying $8 or $9 for this one. It is a shorter movie. That's the good news. So 1 hour, 27 minutes. But I would wait on that one. Some of the big releases are coming up as we get closer to the holidays. Stay with us. We're kicking it over to the next side. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his great work on all the technicals. Mr. Maestro, hang with us.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell-damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. So it is about the buzz in the backyard, the war of words. We heard Dave from the UK, also Stacy in Mississippi. I think I mentioned Jane, who had sent a note in the mailbag. A lot of people sick and tired of Ring Around the Rosie, and it's, you know, the same thing over and over and over and over again. But here we are. We're at the precipice of this. There's been no movement in the shutdown standoff. Obama and congressional leaders meet, but neither side is backing off the budget stance officially anyway at this point. And federal agencies suspended a range of things and furloughed all those workers I talked about after they didn't pass the funding legislation by midnight on Monday. But we're so beyond Monday. We're heading into a weekend, right? As we go in all these different directions and we hear all the hot opinions, there are people that are blaming the Tea Party. There are people that are blaming the Senate Democrats. There are people that are blaming the crappy affordable health care that got shoved down everybody's throat. Whoops, was that me? And the reason I say it's crappy is because, yes, I will say this again. There without a doubt, affordable health care. Who is saying they don't want affordable health care? I mean, really, if they are, then they stand alone or they stand away from my point of view. There's no question. But the problem is, this was the affordable health care knowingly jammed through just jam it through, and then with all the problems, we'll figure it out. But then the problems become the problems of other people. So we know this to be true because I've talked to so many people who are seeing that it's not made up or magical. Their health premiums, they've got notification, their health premiums are going up threefold. How do you afford that? Especially if you're living check to check. I mean, it's how do you afford that? And then it's not as though you're getting this health care if you are indigent. You're getting health care if you're indigent. You're getting health care if you make $30,000, whatever. That's not true because you still have to pay for it. And the pay is funky, what you pay based on where you live and what you make or whatever your assets are. So it's not as cut and dry as the name would lead some people to believe. And people get their hackles up over this. They do. They get their hackles up over healthcare and over what's happening with the government. But you know this for sure. I can tell you this to be true. As we sit here, no matter what you wear on your chest, whether you are a lifelong conservative Republican or a lifelong Democrat, or you're someone who jumped parties like Arlen Specter. When you were young, you were a Democrat, and then you thought, ooh, I can't be a Democrat. Now you're a Republican. I mean, lots of people change their mind. Or you're an independent because you can't stand either party at this point. We are entering the fourth day of this. This is prolonged, and it's two-pronged, and I'm worried about the second prong, because October 17th, we default. $16.7 trillion is our debt. $16.7 trillion, and that's the big fight. I mean, to me, we might as well move to the main card, because this is where it's at. I mean, it's one thing with the budget. You get into the issue of the debt ceiling. Oh, my. Oh, my. Roll into cash. I am not. I said this in our last show. I am not an accountant. I am not a stockbroker. I am a smart enough woman to know because I had to school myself in finance, meaning I talked to a lot of smart people who taught me a few things because I had to have a 401k rollover. And trust me, it wasn't for a ton of money, but it doesn't matter. You have to grow that money, right? Because I think you have to have gold. You have to have a little bit of everything if you can afford it here and there to try to help yourself in the future. So the bottom line is I know some of you are in that same situation. You got something tucked away. So be careful because the stock market will plunge. It's already fell. It certainly fell on the day, but it'll plunge if we hit the debt ceiling and we just breeze by that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, because that means we're blowing off our commitments, and that means the commitments to the bonds, it sells to investors around the world, and that's a major sell-off. That is a global financial crisis. It's real. It's serious. Be careful, my friends. Put the politics aside when it comes to that. RC is listening to us in the great state of Illinois on KHMO, one of our great affiliates. RC, hello.
Hello, Katie. Question for you. Number one is, you're probably the most honest talk show host in the world.
Well, thank you for that.
No, I'm serious about that. Plus, you like sports. That's cool to me. Anyway, I don't have the internet anymore because I can't afford it. I'm on a fixed income. And I get my news from certain people. And somebody was telling me there was a missive or an email from, I don't know if it came from Boehner or Reed, that stated and you can clarify this for me, that they were in kind of cahoots.
That Boehner and Reed were in cahoots.
Yes. In other words, they hid behind closed doors or something and talking about the Obamacare and all of this, and they're just going to go along and let this whole sequence happen. And nothing would be happening. And a friend of mine who I talked to said, the one talk show, he lives in California, he'd listen to somebody, they're just going ape over this. I don't know if that's fact or fiction.
I think it's kind of a little of both. Here's what's happening. The only thing they talked about is they reneged on a deal that they had hashed out privately. That is true. Supposedly they hashed out a deal separately earlier in the year for a clean stopgap bill that would fund the government. So pushing all of their personal things aside, their party things aside, that they never wanted this battle over Obamacare as part of the negotiations. That's all. That they wanted to just, there wasn't that they were in agreement of Obamacare, that they were just going to agree, okay, let's just pass a clean bill so that we don't have, you know, we've got a bill for $988 billion and we don't have to deal with that. We're not going to deal with that. So the whole defunding of Obamacare threw a curveball into it for Boehner, really.
Okay.
And I guess in Reed, too, because if they were going to try to make this come through, but they didn't get a clean government bill. They couldn't pass the House bill because all the Democrats wouldn't support it. Yeah, how are they going to get it? So they can have their own deal. You and I could be representing two parties, and I say, RC, let's go play golf. Let's just talk about it. Let's work this out, because we're not going to go through this nonsense.
In the golf cart, we can get it done.
Right, we can get it done. But then we have all these people we have to deal with, and they don't want to get it done. They're not going to live with our deal, so no.
No,
I mean, Boehner's bad at this.
They can't see the forest for the tree.
Yeah, they're bad at this. I mean, Boehner has a strike too on this. Remember, he had his little beer fest with the president behind closed doors, and that blew up in his face. He's better off not having any of these meetings.
Of course. First of all, he's going to be dictated to. That's fine. Now, we'll end that, and we'll say to this, your first caller you had tonight, was it Stacy?
No, the first caller was David in the UK, but also you might have heard Stacy in Mississippi talking about Obama and Medicare
He's got a brogue like I do. He was spot on. I don't agree with all he said, but by golly, that's why I love you. First of all, you clarified something to me so I can get back to this buddy of mine and say, hey, you didn't tell me the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I call you, because you got the info and you explained to me explicitly what the deal was, because I got all turned up right now. So, I mean, wait a minute. These two guys are in cahoots, now they're battling like this? Why the people go down the crapper? You know, it just makes no sense to me. And parties are parties are parties. Sometimes parties have to get together. And I can understand the reason why people are entrenched on both sides, but it's the American people getting hurt by this. And so I'm sorry. Now listen, I've taken up too much of your time. Love you, gal. Like I said, you're all knowing, and you've explained to me one thing that I had a problem with, and that's this note or this agreement between.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah.
Okay. So I
appreciate
it.
RC, good deal.
Love you, babe. You take good care of yourself.
All right, RC. Thanks. Appreciate the sentiment. Love that. Yes, I am trying to take good care of myself. I hope all of you are taking good care of yourselves, because people, it's tough. It is. It's tough for some of these people that have been furloughed, because I've said this too. There, a lot of these people are the middle class. I'm going to say it again. The middle class, heart and soul, good working people, not lazy, not living off the fat of the lamb, not duplicate jobs. They're just stuck in the middle class trenches. Stay with us.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
As we round this final corner in this hour of America, tonight's shutdown of your government, mine, now fourth day in a row, and nothing new in sight. Plus, we had the crazy woman, sad story, that she was shot by the Capitol Police after a wild, chaotic chase. She rammed a car into the White House security barrier. She was chased by the Secret Service, shot and killed. There was an 18-month-old child, her daughter, in the car. They say she might have had post-traumatic stress that might have been causing it, and she had some mental illness problems and whatnot. But very, very sad. Very sad, scary, chaotic, sad for the child, sad all the way around. What motivated her to do that? Looking for answers. At this point, they don't know. All right, so with the shots fired on Capitol Hill, I'm going to quickly tell you about this. And one of the police officers was injured. They air flighted him, and apparently he's fine. But although that sounds funny to say, well, they got him on a chopper, and then he was fine. But the Capitol police officers aren't subject to furlough, so they're still in the job. But like other federal workers who are essential and who are working during the shutdown, their next paycheck won't be until the shutdown ends. So that's another wrinkle in this whole thing. The Office of Management and Budget says that workers who are exempt from furloughs get pay for their time at work, but it can only happen after Congress passes and the president signs a new appropriation or continuing resolution. So you got to figure this. Most federal workers get paid biweekly, although the day of the week varies depending on the agency, right? So a portion of the federal employees got their last paycheck yesterday for the previous pay period, and the starting salary for one of these Capitol Hill, I'll call them Capitol Hill police, Capitol Hill police officers, is $55,000 plus benefits, and they might, so they're probably looking at being freezed until not actually getting the physical check or getting paid until the shutdown is over. Another thing that some people are grappling with. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. You can squeeze it a call, and we're going to let you hear what Stuart Varney had to say from Fox. He does a business show. We're going to let you hear what he had to say earlier in the day, a day ago, that infuriated some people and some people applauded. Let's go to Ray in Missouri, KHMO. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hey, Kate. I'm doing good. How are you tonight?
I'm good, my friend.
Hey, you know, how I've done a bunch of iron work and construction, building power plant, stuff across America.
Yeah.
And you know what happens when one of my jobs comes to an end? They tell me, they say, well, job's over. Or sometimes they say, well, we don't need you for a couple weeks, maybe a month, come back. But what I have to do is I have to wait 7 days. I have to go to the job service and I have to apply for unemployment. Then I got a 7-day waiting period. And then on the second week, they'll give me maybe whatever that state allows, maybe 20. Maybe $200, $250 a week for my time off work. And then when I go back to work, I start making money.
Mm-hmm.
You there?
You got to budget well. Yes, I'm listening. You got to budget well.
So these people get laid off. And now we're waiting on a vote tomorrow to say that when they come back to work, they get full back pay. Why don't these people have to go wait 7 or go apply for unemployment, wait 7 days, and then get their $250 a week instead of getting however many weeks paid back since they've been sent into house? I don't understand what the difference is.
Yeah. Well, not all of them would get, I don't think all of them get the payback. It depends on the union situation and what we're talking about. It's confusing. It's confusing because you have to break down every agency and all the different groups. And, yeah, there's no one answer across the board, but you make a good point. Well, why is that right? Why wouldn't you just wait and then, you know, look what happens? I mean, then, you know, get the money after that. So
well,
why?
They have a job. They work a job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right now, just like any other company.
Like a contractor, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, had to make some cutbacks. So you're laid off. And right now, we don't need you. You're laid off. Well, any other company in the United States, well, you got to wait your waiting week, and then you get, based on the state you work in, it's average income in the state, and then you get a percentage of that per week of that average income. That's what they pay you for unemployment.
Yeah.
But these government workers, they're not looking at that. They're working at getting however many days they're off. They're looking at getting full payment for time off work. So I don't think that's fair.
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think that's fair either. I don't think that's fair. I think it's convoluted too because of some of the way the hiring practices are. And again, it is different on some of these agencies depending on what it is they do. But yeah, you may make a great point. You're right. What if the rest of us have, well, we do. The rest of us have to do that. We would be in that same situation. Yeah.
So every time I've ever been laid off for a month or two, then when I go back to work, then they should pay me for all my time off. It doesn't happen. So if they're not going to go in and work every day, then they shouldn't get paid for all the time off work.
That's my
opinion.
Yeah, touche. Good point. Ray, it would be great, though, wouldn't it, to get that back pay, you know, and go back and look through your files and say, paid vacation. That's what it would be called. It is would be a paid vacation. Now, the back work, so far with the whole furlough thing, that's not a definite about, the unions are fighting for that. They want the pay, but that's not a definite that that's happening. All right, we have Stu Varney, and I think we can hear some of this. This is what Stu Varney, we talk about the war of words, this is what he had to say about government workers. Take a listen.
All right, two things to discuss with our good friend Stuart Varney from Fox Business. A, this government shutdown, day two. This is our shutdown spectacular show, by the way, day two. If it's costing us as a country any money, it's not impacted me yet. I'm not a federal employee, obviously. And number two, the real meat here on the plate is with the raising of the debt ceiling. We'll get to that. But first, Stuart, good morning. Thanks for joining us. We always appreciate your expertise.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you.
Sir, I want to talk to you about the continuing resolution fight, the shutdown of, what's her name?
Nothing.
Amy's here too, Stuart. Please say hello to her.
Hey, good morning, Amy.
Hi,
I'm sorry to leave you out there.
There we go. So the shutdown of the government, does that slow down the economy? The markets certainly seemed to wave it off yesterday.
Hardly slows down the economy at all. So what, 700,000 federal employees stay at home, national parks close, a couple of other items. That is not a big impact on a $15.7 trillion economy, period. Very, very little economic impact overall if it just lasts a week or 2 weeks, period.
Now, in our past, we've always made whole those paychecks of federal employees. Do you think that is part of the American makeup? Do you think that's necessary? I know that's kind of a political question, but do you think the federal workers, when this ends, are deserving of their back pay or not?
That is a loaded question, isn't it? You want my opinion? This is President Obama's shutdown. He is responsible for shutting this thing down. He's taken an entirely political decision here. No, I don't think they should get their back pay, frankly. I really don't. I'm sick and tired of a massive, bloated federal bureaucracy living on our backs and taking money out of us, a lot more money than most of us earn in the private sector, then giving a furlough, and then getting their money back at the end of it. Sorry, I'm not for that. I want to punish these people. Sorry to say that, but that's what I want to do.
Well, Stuart, what about them filing for unemployment, because we had 5,000 federal workers here in Chicago who were sent home, and a majority of them went straight to the unemployment office.
Yeah, you can't beat the system, can you? They're going to get their money any which way you slice it. But I don't have to like it, Amy, and I don't like it.
Yeah, but it's not their fault. It's not the federal employees' fault. I mean, that's what I'm sick of. I hate, and it makes me anxious to see people who are victimized because of a political fight.
I take your point, Amy. It is not directly there.
Ah, there you heard. He said it's on their backs. He's sick of the bloated government. So Stu Varney taking no prisoners. How about you? Any thoughts? Flip them to me at AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.